Hey, Steve.
Hey, Bob. Sorry, I was on the other line. I saw you calling.
That's all right. I was just about ready to head out the office, but that's okay.
Okay.
Did you have a chance to run different scenarios there?
I did. And I talked to Jeremiah, and what he mentioned to me, or what we talked about, is that, yeah, we can go down on the, you know, on the amount, down to 15 if you want, but the better value is in the 20,000, just because he gave you a great deal on it, and he only got approved for, you know, he was able to get you that approval. You know, he went over to our underwriters, and he really, you know, begged with them to get that discount for you. So on the 20K, you know, it's definitely a better value. But if, you know, if you want to do the 15, we can absolutely. And I can run some numbers for you if you want to real quick.
Yeah, I mean, let's do that. Just on the 15, because that's about where it's falling at. What I'm looking like I'm going to need with just to try to solve the problems I got to do in the next 30 days. And like I said, what did he say about, you know, this line item number and
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. The discount
for prepayment. Yeah, that's a concern of mine.
No, it's okay. So I actually looked over the documents. You do have the prepaid discount. Now, the way that works is it is 6% of your remaining balance. So go ahead.
Well, can it be put in writing on this document?
Oh yeah, it's already in writing.
Where's it at? Because, I mean, I had my attorney read it, and I didn't see it anywhere.
It should be on the, it should say amendum, however you say that word.
Amendment, yeah. Amendment?
Yeah, amendment.
Where'd it be at? Because I don't have it here.
Should be towards the end, usually. Should say prepayment.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at it. It says for just on line. If you look at line item number 6.
Yeah. Here, let me see if I can pull it up.
You start off with the front page, and it just says promise to pay. Blah blah blah. You know, number 5 all the way through is method of repayment. And then you get down to line item number 6, this is no discount for prepayment. You are required to pay all amounts owed to us under this agreement in full, even if you pay some or all of those amounts before they are due. No payments you make to us will result in a discount payoff of your obligations under this agreement.
What page is that?
That is page 3 of 11.
Page 3 of 11.
Yeah.
Okay. Under what number again? Was it 9 you said?
6.
No, 6. Yeah, 7. Where the hell is 6? Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's if you don't have the discount, if you're not qualified for the discount, which fortunately you are. So if you go to, let me see, the page that says prepayment addendum to business loan agreement.
Page what? 5?
Should be the second page from the last page.
So page...
I think page 9 or 10.
Now, this is just all about arbitration on page 9.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that we sent it. I just looked at it with Jeremiah. I'm verifying it right now while I have you on the phone. But yeah, but under section six, that's what that means. So if you're not qualified for the prepayment amount, which this end-to-endum, okay. That's such a weird word.
Okay, if you can find it, tell me which, where it's at, or
mm-hmm.
Just to email me where I see it, because I'm, like I said, I had my attorney look for it, and he saw the same thing I did.
Yeah, that's nothing weird. Else. You know, sometimes the papers get mixed up. Let's see. Yeah, I just told Jeremiah to send it to me. I mean, I believe you. I mean, if you don't see it, you don't see it.
Yeah. Because, you get past that, and it's just, if you default, it's going into all the, legalities, and I understand all that stuff. But I just want to make sure that I have the option to prepay and get a discount doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I said, to me, and obviously, like I said, it's high interest money, the way I want to look at it. It's a short term solving, a problem short term for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do I need all that money? No, probably not.
The cool thing is that honestly, Bob, is that I never ever see a loan at $20,000 for 18 months. This is the first time I've ever seen this. To me, that's insane. I mean, Jeremiah pretty much, I don't know how he did it, but he pulled it off. I very rarely do I see 18 months, especially with only 20,000. Now, what I can say to that is that because you do qualify for that early, payoff discount, that's really nice. You won't be paying all that interest. And the way it works is it's 6% of the remaining balance. So,
Can you at least tell me something that shows me that? Okay, it's just so I have
it. Yeah, I gotcha. I'm waiting for Jeremiah to send it to me real fast, and that way I can pull it up and see what page it's on.
All right. I'm not trying to be in a rush or anything, but I'm at the end of my day here, and I got guys coming in, and I know they're going to want to talk to me.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
I can hear the trucks rumbling down the road. So
I gotcha.
We could continue this tomorrow. Obviously, I do want to, make a decision here and get something resolved here between now and first of next week. And just make sure, that we're... obviously, you got everything in hand. All you need is a signature from
me.
And we can go forward. But like I said, I want to have a good working relationship. And
sure.
Obviously, from my standpoint, Steve, when we're talking, 2,500 miles away from each other, we're doing all this basically over the phone and over the internet. I gotta be kind of cautious.
Of course, and that's totally. I agree with you. I would be 100% cautious. Absolutely.
Sure. Like on your guys' standpoint, okay. Hey, I want to make sure that these guys are comfortable and that they know that they're gonna get their money. Just like we agreed upon.
Sure.
I'm going to make money out of my account daily. I just got to feel what's that going to be that comfort zone for me, the amount that is being pulled out. And then when I pull the gun, pull the gun out and say, hey, guys, I just want to get, let's pay this off. Let's divvy up what the difference is. And then I'll, keep you guys in mind for something else that pops up here in the near future or whatever. So, and hopefully maybe I can get, I just need a little bit more time on my side to get my credit back lifted to shape here. So,
sure. Your email is waterboy, right? At Riverview?
Yeah.
That's yours? Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the documents right now. I have them all. It has the end-to-endum on there. And you can check it out. I don't know if maybe Jeremiah missed it somehow, but I'll send it to you email, and I'm going to send it right now.
Because I'm looking. I got pages. Okay, I got the first page from page one. This is business loan agreement.
Mm-hmm.
To page 11. And it's just all about.
5, 6, 7.
And then where I need to for lender's use only. I need my signature on that. And then it goes into prepaid. Oh, here it is.
There. Yeah. Okay.
Prepayment addendum to business loan agreement.
Yes.
It must have got overlooked.
Mm-hmm. So okay. That's the one.
Okay. Let me read through this more, and then let's talk tomorrow when you get into work, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Bob.
All right, thanks, Steve. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
Well, go out and vote too, will you?
Oh, I can't wait, actually.
Do I ask what are your thoughts are?
You can.
You going for he or you going for she?
Going for he.
And let me ask you why, because it's probably be about the same lines as myself.
Well, you know, you have two wackos that are in it right now. And if it's between these two, I have to go with him just because, you know, I was in the military, so I always go for Republican usually. And I just, you know, some of the things I just like his ideas a little bit better. I mean, no, he said some weird stuff, but between these two, I think that's really the only reason.
Well, I just tell everybody I look at it this way is, you know, the Clintons have been in the office for a long damn time. And I really just don't see what the heck they ever did.
Exactly. You know? Okay, so you're on the same page as I am.
So they all they did is make a lot of money for themselves and for whoever wanted to be on their team. Now, here you got Donald Trump coming into the picture. He don't give a shit about you getting paid for the position because he'll donate the money anyways. He's got his own money. He funded his own, you know, his own. He financed everything on his own. He didn't ask for, you know, money.
Right.
So all he cares about is, you know, all this. Okay, I look at it this way. You know, he's a businessman. Okay, mm-hmm. he might not be a politician.
Right.
But really, if you look at Obama, what was he? Did he own a business? What did he do? Where did he come from?
Exactly. Nothing. Exactly.
Where did the Clintons come from? Were they business owners? No, they've been career politicians all their lives. That's all.
Yep. Yeah, see, so you're on the same page as me. Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, yeah, you have to... I think it really is time for not having a politician in charge anymore.
You know, Trump, he might be an asshole. You know what? He might be a male chauvinist pig.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I think we might need a guy that's at least an asshole so other countries don't want to, you know, mess with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's got some balls for sure. And that's what I like
right.
about him.
So who was the last guy that we had in office that really had real balls? Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
And, you know, maybe Bush did a little... You know, maybe not as much as Ronald Reagan, but at least, he followed up and followed suit, so.
Yeah, so absolutely,
Well, all right, Pete, I'll talk to you tomorrow then.
All right, Bob, sounds good. You have a good night.
Right. You too, bye now.
Thanks.